Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Or I should say, welcome back to another session of Sanity. If you've been watching Congress, this is the session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being, you know, part of the sane conversation. Speaking of which, sane. Give me some coffee. Help make me sane. They're at it again. I mean, this is like an obsession. You know what the Dems remind me of with this the impeachment discussion, all this stuff going on? You know, you see those movies where somebody has got a mental disorder. And I'm not making fun of the mental disorder. I'm making fun of the Democrats at this point. But you know what, man? You know, like, they got stuff crawling all over them. And they're constantly scratching. And they're constantly itching. And they see things crawling on the walls. This is the Dems. The congressional Dems are running around. It's like they see the word impeachment on everything. It doesn't matter what it says. It doesn't matter what they're looking at. You know, the impeachment inquiry, which is kind of what they're doing today, again, was already done by little Jerry Nadler. You know, Jerry Weebles and Nadler. He's already done this. You know, and my own local congresswoman, oh, you know, the American people want us to impeach Trump. Well, apparently the only rag she reads is the Democratic National Nonsense rag. Because according to USA Today, the majority of Americans don't want him impeached. And USA Today is not known as a right-leaning news source, if you would. Right? Almost 60% of those surveyed responded that Trump should not be impeached or compelled to leave office. Wow. In the poll, there's a clear partisan divide on whether the House Judiciary Committee should pursue an impeachment inquiry. 72% of Democrats believe such an inquiry is a good idea, but only 39% of independents and 8% of Republicans share that belief. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jerry Nadler, he confirmed the launch of an impeachment inquiry by his House panel earlier this month. Basically, the exact same thing that Nancy Pelosi did today, and the exact same thing they've been doing since 2017, but without actually saying that they were doing it. When they went office in 2018, yours truly kept screaming the only thing they were going to do if they won was investigate to impeach. So in other words, they were going to look for a crime. They weren't going to wait for one to come to them. They weren't going to wait for something to happen. Right? They were going to look. I'm telling you, if this guy has too many receipts for parking and he tries to write them off on his taxes, they're going to try to bring him up for tax evasion. Right? Additionally, Nadler sent a letter Thursday asking four other Democratic House committee chairs to lead investigations. This is all these people are doing. They are obsessed with Trump. He is taking up so much brain space on these people. It's pathetic. And I'll tell you something else that's pathetic. They led every single... See, they're not Americans. They're Democrats. That's all they are. They let every single Democrat get away with murder. And I mean that almost literally. You look at what Hillary Clinton has done. You look at what Billy Bob Clinton has done, what Mr. Obama done. Lynch and Hinton and Clinton on the tarmac. We can go on and on with things that took place. And now they're screaming that President Trump admitted to a crime. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Because he talked. See, they're saying because he talked to the Ukrainian president about looking into Biden's affairs, he actually asked the president to go after his political opponent. Right. Because that didn't happen with the Steele dossier, did it? Not at all. I mean, Hillary Clinton, we've got all kinds of proof, but they won't investigate that. They're not calling any of those people to the stand now, are they? Adam Schiff, why isn't he in jail? Shifty Schiff ran around saying he saw with his own two eyes and that small IQ gray matter between his ears, he saw on his own proof that President Trump was tied to Russia. Hey, Adam, where is it? Maybe if you take another two or three hits off the crack pipe, you'll start to see it again. Elijah Cummings, the man who couldn't find his own area if you drove him there and dropped him off. Okay, he thinks something should go on. I mean, he should go down. He should be arrested for what he's not done for his community. Maxine Waters, another beauty, who doesn't live in her district, doesn't care about what goes on there. That place is a mess. But they don't have the honesty to look at their own and see what's happening. They really don't. And they don't care. If the Dems were honest and they go down their list of people that they have sitting on these seats or in these committees and look at their areas and what those people have done, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And then, I love this. Last week, they find out about this whistleblower. Last week, this took place in June, I want you to know. The whistleblower who said something wasn't even part of the phone call. Saw a transcript later on and decided it was important enough to report. But the people on the call, not a one of them, thought it was. And now they have to jump all over it. That's how important it is. They think these Dems, they're like tracing that little red laser on the wall. Like, you know the cat? You do the little red laser thing on the wall and the cat jumps all over it. It's just amazing to me. Because, again, it never stops. They want this man. You know what? If you want him that bad, and he's that nasty, and he's that terrible, beat him at the polls next year. But you know you can't, because you got the bozo parade that you want to put up as president. And AOC is the new head of your party. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
The mountain is high. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, be involved, be engaged, be part of, seriously. I mean that extremely seriously. You know, you can't fix anything unless you're engaged. Unless you're involved, you engage, you know what's going on, that kind of stuff. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, engaging, being part of, and that's what you need to do. So, any of you remember, I'll get back to the story in a minute, relax. This Greta girl that's all over the place, and we're being attacked I mean, us old white conservatives, we're told the reason we shouldn't say anything to her, she's young, she's a young girl, we should encourage her, we should, yeah, okay. But yet, remember that girl that was making fun of AOC? She was having fun with it. She wasn't terribly nasty. She was making fun of her. She was having some fun with it. She got death threats from the left. That was okay. I didn't see anybody from the left come out saying, no, look, we don't like her, but you shouldn't be doing that. None. Because they're nasty people. They've turned out to be just extremely nasty people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, just total hypocrisy from the left. And I love some of these guys who come out. You know, it's funny how the Democrats have selective recall. Because remember when we were asking for information on some of the investigations going on under Loretta Lynch, right, Eric Holder and such? And they wouldn't give it. A lot of times they just weren't giving it. They were dragging their feet, and then eventually they said, no way. Right? And there was no call on our part for impeachment. Right? We wanted to hold a couple of them in contempt, but what does that do? For real, what does it do? I love all this stuff. They're losing around every corner, and it's making them crazy. It's like they're sitting there in their little lab room throwing stuff all around the place because they can't seem to win. You know, listen, the libs are throwing around terms like the Attorney General Barr has deliberately misrepresented the Mueller's report. Well, that wasn't true, as we found out. President Trump is engaged in impeachable conduct. Specifically what? Right? I mean, what misdemeanor? What? I mean, seriously, get down to specifics. Because really, as has been said over the years, Congress can impeach for whatever reason of the moment they find distasteful. Partisanship has eroded our system of checks and balances, but they were aiming that at us. And back then they said, few members have even read the report. This was back when Mueller's report, his report originally hit. Nobody really read it. Because what they were looking, they skimmed it, because what they were looking for really wasn't there, so they didn't really read it. If they had seen Trump and lied in the same sentence, they would have stopped and read the whole paragraph, probably. And then Mueller testifies before two House committees, and they still don't get what they're looking for. Right? They don't have the votes in Congress and in the Senate. They don't have two-thirds of the votes. And the funny thing about all of this, the great thing about all of this, is yours truly was used to scream at Republicans. I said, I'd play on both sides of the aisle. I was screaming when they were trying to repeal the ACA, the Unaffordable Care Act. Why bother? What are you doing? It's not going to work. You're wasting time. Republicans wasted, 62 votes on repealing the ACA? Like, that was going to work. Like, even if the Senate approved the repeal at the time, Obama would have nixed it. And they didn't have the two-thirds vote to override it. So it was totally a political game that was a total waste of time. Right? Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Now, and they're going to say because they pushed him, no. See, he didn't have to release any of this paperwork. I think he should release every paper, unredacted, from every investigation, all the way through the Obama administration. I'm not joking, I'm serious. I think he should release the investigation notes from Hillary Clinton's meeting with the FBI, the 3 hours they spent at her house. The guy should be released. I think all the FBI notes, all the notes on the dossier, because as president, he has that right to declassify anything. He should do all of that. They would be running around like nut jobs trying to clear up all the garbage that would be in those papers. You want to see who's having the real frat party in Washington? And not that the Republicans are much better. But when you saw what took place with Kavanaugh, you saw how low the Democrats were willing to go to keep power. Right? Think about it. Now, we're bad. We don't play the game like they do. We don't know how to play the game like they do, apparently. Because look at all the guys, you know, Paul Ryan, who was dirty in his own right. He doesn't seem to be able to play the game, or didn't seem to be able to play the game. But again, here we got a whistleblower who has no clue. The senior Trump administration official told Fox News on Tuesday that the administration will release a document showing the intelligence community inspector general found the whistleblower who leveled an explosive accusation against Trump. And the funny part about all this is unless Trump says something along the line, any president for that matter, talks about handing off the nuke codes to another president, none of these calls should get out. No president should be worried about a conversation where he's trying to negotiate with another president. And if they don't think this is going to hurt it for years going forward, the Dems are really shallow, extremely shallow in this one. Right? But the whistleblower is extremely biased. Right? The official did not identify the name of the rival candidate separately, a senior administration official told the news source. The White House has been working as quickly as it can to release to Congress the whistleblower complaint. And you'll hear more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at tcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the time has come to take action against President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
Democrats will look into whether President Trump pressured the leader of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son. The president says the person who came forward about the Ukraine phone call had an axe to grind.
The whistleblower, they say, was second hand or third hand. And it was reported, I have no idea who the whistleblower is. I guess I could find out. Maybe I couldn't find out. But they say it was a very partisan person, the whistleblower. But it was second or third hand.
The Republican-controlled Senate has approved a resolution calling on the White House to immediately provide Congress with a copy of the whistleblower complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, I just saw something come across the wire that said that the Dems are now complaining that the whatever's released on behalf of the whistleblower is going to be fake, phony, right? Won't be real. So somehow that's why they're taking so long, because what really is funny about all this? They've been saying it for years. People say it for years. Psychologists say it for years. They're doing exactly the things. They do exactly the things they claim that others are doing. They claim that the Republicans are doing. I love it. I think it's wonderful. They have just lost their minds. They're just going crazy. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But now we're finding out that this whistleblower, A, is extremely partisan, B, wasn't even on the phone call. Okay? And now we're here, it might even be third-hand information. You realize in a court of law this would never hold? Never. But because the Dems have a lower standard in the House, they'll go for it. Right? Again, if any president cannot have the ability to speak privately, if you would, although I know it would never be privately, with other presidents, this isn't going to work. This is going to be a real problem. A senior administrative official told a local news source that the White House had nothing to hide if there's been no wrongdoing. The White House's general position. I just want to know something here. When the president starts giving this stuff up and putting this stuff out there, will these same principles, God forbid, hold when we have a Democrat president? I hope they do so much damage to themselves that we don't see a Democrat president for a decade. I just can't. I don't remember the last time, even with all the thievery and stuff that was going on, the brothel that Billy Bob Clinton was running there at the White House. Nobody went after him like this, with the exception of that one thing. And again, that was for lying to the FBI. A source familiar with the matter told Fox News this week that the whistleblower had no firsthand knowledge of Trump's July call. Why it took so long, I don't know. A senior administrative official also told the news that there are a few words in the transcript that will raise eyebrows, but it's nowhere near the inflammatory as Democrats have suggested. You know, can you see Trump? First of all, he's not that much of a fool that he's going to release this stuff, easily release this stuff, if he really believes that there's something that they're going to have on him. This is going to blow up in their faces. But can you see Trump on the call going, you know what? Yeah, I'm really happy that you want to clean up corruption. You said you want to do it. You should be looking at the natural gas. You should be go to the whole list. You should be looking at why the investigator that was looking at Hunter Biden was fired. You know, that was pretty disgusting, don't you think? I could see him doing that or saying that. You know, but the Democrats are suggesting, they don't even know, they haven't read the transcript, right? They say they haven't talked to the whistleblower, yet they're supposing that the president threatened to withhold aid to Ukraine unless it investigated Joe Biden. Right? They had no problem. Oh, I could have a field day with all this. I'm going to breathe deep. They're going to be doing this for 2 hours. I don't want to. Republicans predicted over the weekend that such an impeachment inquiry could backfire on Pelosi. And it will. I believe it will. Right? I think what's going to end up happening is they're going to start investigating this. They're going to see it in the open. I think the Republicans in the Senate should investigate this right in line with Congress. And they should just spill everything they find. Everything. Remember, Joe Biden acknowledged on camera that he was in vice president. He did pressure Ukraine to fire the prosecutor. That was okay. The House speaker specifically charged that the administration violated the law by failing to turn over the whistleblower complaint, citing testimony that the director of the National Intelligence was blocking the release of the complaint. Now, how the president can be impeached for that, I don't know. You know how many things that Holder blocked from being released to Congress? Was Obama impeached for that? And don't your ears ring out when Pelosi says no one is above the law? Have hollower words been spoken by a politician? The White House has told several news sources that the White House has taken steps to alleviate concerns about the presidential nature of releasing a transcript on the phone. Now, with the release of the transcript, the White House has put in place protections to preserve the confidential nature of conversations between presidents and world leaders, which should be. We don't need to know every conversation, every word of every conversation that was said by the president. We don't. Do stockholders sit around the president's office or the CEO's office all day and listen to what he or she have to say and tell them what they're doing wrong or not doing wrong and bring them up in front of the board every time they do something they don't like? New York Times reported that the White House had dropped its objection to the whistleblower speaking to Congress. That came after the GOP-controlled Senate passed a unanimous resolution seeking access to whistleblower's complaint. Right, the Inspector General Michael Atkinson said in September to the House Intelligence Committee that the whistleblower complaint appeared credible, related to a urgent matter. But the General Counsel said days later that after consulting with the DOJ, the matter didn't meet the legal definition of urgent. So the Inspector General himself thought, well, you know what, this might be urgent, this might be a problem. The DOJ went down the letter of the law and said, maybe not so much. But they don't want to go by the letter of the law. They want to go by feelings, what they believe to be. Again, switch this around and be honest with yourself. If this was Mr. Obama and his team, this is exactly what they would be saying. Well, the DOJ says this doesn't fit in the guidelines of being urgent, that the Inspector General just kind of overstepped. Can you see that? Acting Director of the National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, he's going to testify. And you know what? This is going to be fun. Every time they have one of these, right? It's just fun. Now, I think that Trump should really, he should start an investigation, or he should allow the papers to be released that will show the connection between, you know, Hillary and the Ukraine. Right? There's been allegations that the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, remember that one? Has many connections to the Ukrainian government. Why not investigate that as well? Look, get it all out on the table. Get all those papers out there. That's what we need to do. Okay. Let's switch gears for a minute, because we're going to talk in the next hour. We're going to talk a lot with Tom DelBacaro about the impeachment. He's got a lot more information on it than I do. This is what he's been living for the last couple of weeks. In Trump's UN address, I'm sure they love when he shows up. He makes an international call to end religious persecution. This has been going on. I mean, and again, I love it. If anything is done to a Muslim group, right, all heck breaks loose. But when Christians or Jews or others are being persecuted, it's a little bit on the hush-hush, right? Now, when he was speaking on Monday at the United Nations, he announced an initiative to protect religious liberty, saying the administration would spend $25 million in related efforts internationally. Now, he made the announcement remarks at the UN. It was called a global call to protect religious freedom. He noted that business leaders are involved in a new effort to end religious persecution. Religious freedom, it's enjoyed by American citizens. It's rare in the world. You people, even with the persecution we feel as Christians that we have in this country, it is nothing like it is throughout the rest of the globe. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Oh, come on. A little more rumba for you, right? Joe Messina, your host. Go ahead, let you go one more time around the desk. Always a look, I got to get your blood pumping. Got to get you rolling. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, part of the problem. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Sorry. Almost. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We were talking, and again, this the amount of news, and the stuff going by us so fast that some of it we're not catching. But President Trump on Monday made a plea, or almost a commandment, and he's making a call to end international/religious persecution. I see it as a problem, not just for Christians, for many groups. I mean, a majority of Christians now, that you're not here. No, I love how the news, if 25 Muslims were massacred, shot, beheaded, tortured in the middle of a square, It would be a 24-hour news cycle. But when you get a bunch of Christians that are losing their heads, that are being beat, the girls are being raped and then killed, not so much. So Trump is out there, and he's not just talking about Christians either. He noted that the religious freedoms that we have here in this country, that we enjoy, we're spoiled. We don't get it. That's why, that's part of the problems. We don't have the people from the old country that we used to have. So we don't have the people from the old country reminding us, telling us, working with us on how bad this used to be. Right? And the problems that they used to run into, or they, you know, ran into back then. How what am I looking for here? You know, they couldn't live out their lives. They didn't have the freedoms that we have. That's why my ancestors came here, because they didn't have the freedom they should. So it's really great to hear the president when he's talking about what needs to be done. The kind of freedoms that we no longer have, that we should have, that we should be afforded. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, there is a lot going on. There is a lot to discuss. And there are a lot of people being hurt. Now, why wasn't that talked about before? I'm curious. Why didn't Obama bring up that stuff? Why did the Dems not care about that? Why did the Dems not stick up for Jerusalem when we were moving the stick up for the embassy that we moved to Jerusalem? I mean, do they care? Does religious freedom mean anything to them? Anyway, the president again was at the event at the UN called the Global Call to Protect Religious Freedom. And he's pushing more and more business owners or the business leaders to get involved in this effort to allow more religious freedom across the globe. Now, approximately 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious liberty is threatened, not allowed. It's restricted. In some places, it's even banned. There's some countries where you can't believe the only God you can have is the government. Now, Congress is trying to ramrod through some of these foo-foo bills. We got, you know, and again, they have passed a lot of, and we'll talk about this later, but they have passed a lot of these bills and laws, or bills, not laws, obviously, that don't really have any substance to them. Right? So they can say that they have 300 laws that they, or 300 bills that they sent to the Senate, and they haven't done anything. You got to look at the bills. We'll do that again. We'll do that in another show. We'll run down some of the crazy bills they put out there. Now, according to the Pew Research Center, more than 80% of the world's populations face serious restrictions on religious liberties or religious expression. The president went on to say, as we speak, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, Yazidis, and many other people of faith are being jailed, sanctioned, tortured, and even murdered, often at the hands of their own government, simply for expressing their deeply held religious belief. It's hard to believe today that is still going on. Today, one clear voice, he says, United States of America calls upon those nations to end this religious persecution. In some places, you can be jailed for having one page of the Bible. Now, Trump's words, my God, can you imagine it, the UN? They prompted applause. The president cited attacks on synagogues in Pittsburgh and San Diego. Now, they blame him for these, which I think is hilarious, because apparently racism, religious persecution, world starvation all started when President Trump got into office. The attacks on Christian churches around Easter, Sri Lanka, and mass shootings at mosques in New Zealand, he said that those were all examples of global religious persecution. He also noted his administration's State Department initiated the International Religious Freedom Alliance, a coalition of nations devoted to confronting religious persecution. Notice He's not just trying to save Christians. For those of you who weren't paying attention, if you want to take notes, right? He went through the whole list. Oh, not the whole list, excuse me. But the major list. Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, Yazidis, and many more. We didn't call out anyone in particular, so we get that pushed aside, right? They've also established a special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, because that's the biggest one. To stop the crimes against people of faith, release prisoners of conscience, repeal laws restricting freedom of religion and belief, protect the vulnerable, defenseless, and the oppressed. He said, we're making every nation and asking every nation to increase the prosecution and punishment of crimes against religious communities. There can be no greater crime than that. How can anybody argue with that? How come you're not hearing that in mainstream media? Why aren't they talking about this? Because you can't give that man 1 ounce of credit for anything good. Because the only thing you can talk about, the only thing you can do, the only thing you can spew is the negativity towards the guy. ISIS, do you realize that the Obama administration called ISIS by the name they wanted to be called, ISIL, which is much more prestigious, much more powerful, holds much more weight for them? He gave them what they wanted. He called them what they wanted to be called. Wasn't that nice of him? But ISIS went through and it destroyed so many historic and religious sites in Iraq and Syria and other places. They ripped up monasteries. They ripped up mosques that they felt weren't at the level of their belief they needed to be. So I don't get this. Why is he getting credit for this? We're too busy trying to hang him on false crimes, false misdemeanors. So when you see, and frankly, if you look at the numbers, the increased crimes have been against the Jews. And yet we have colleges in this country that continue on the road of calling out the Jews, calling out the Jewish community as nasty, hateful people. Are there nasty, hateful people in the Jewish community? Sure there is. There are in the Christian community. There are in the Buddhist community. There are in the Muslim community. There are in the atheist community. They're all over the place. He went on to say, think about this. Jews have been murdered in synagogues. The gravestones have been defaced with swastikas. Muslims were gunned down in mosques. Their religious sites vandalized. Christians were killed during prayer. And their churches were torched. In some places overseas, after they locked the doors and burned them alive inside. And what does the government do in those places? Nothing. You know why? Because most of those lawless governments, you know what they fear? They fear God. There was a Russian czar, and one of these days I'm going to take the time to go look it up again, who actually quoted the reason that they were failing, the reason they were having so much trouble, was they forgot about God. God was no longer at the forefront for them. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. God bless. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, be part of the conversation. Okay, coming up the next hour. Now, if your station doesn't carry the show in the next hour, you can get us online. You can get us on our phone app. Apple and Android phone apps, real easy to get the show there as well. Tom Del Vaccaro is going to join us in the next hour, because this impeachment stuff, it requires a real hard response, and Tom will give us that. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'll go for you. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live.